Alright, well, okay,
Andy and Charlie, pick it up for a second and I'll be right back. You got WA2AXZ and the K2RT.
My business, Bobby. Say hi to Steve, man. Thanks for the whistle. I think that's the first real train whistle we've had on K2IRT so far. Pick it up, Charlie. KF2WR. Hey, Charlie, you out there? KF2WR.
TL1148.
40 side.
Yeah, you really get broken up there, Charlie. I don't know what's going on. You're just not remaking the machine at all. Not the usual, Charlie. Something's different over there. KF2WR, try again.
Go ahead.
That was good, Bob. That was really good. Does anybody have a score for the game?
All right, you got WA2AXZ. Well, that's good old Steve in the low V riding his little train up by Yankee Stadium. He said it got unusually quiet up there. Now, I know the game started a few minutes ago, and I wonder what happened. I'm not watching the game. I'll catch the results tomorrow morning, whether they're smiling or crying. You got WA2AXZ in the K2IRT group there. I know Charlie went to beat his egg beater with the stick there, make a better signal. If anyone else wants to check in, come on in. You don't have to be a member.
Yeah, as I said, I have a funny feeling everybody's going to be watching the Yankee game tonight, so it's going to be another light group over here. Let's see if Charlie did his thing with the antenna, if he did anything with the antenna. WB2YZX, you still with us, Charlie?
I hope so. There really isn't too much I can do with the antenna except go up in the attic, which is really...
Yeah, Mike Lamb from CPM just emailed me. And he's looking for the EA release coils. EA system recorder release coils. I'm trying to think. I don't have any release coils at all. My coils are right into the EA boxes themselves, Charlie. Do you know if there's anything over at 126, some kind of an auxiliary unit?
Recorder circuit?
Yep, the recorder circuit. Kind of auxiliary relays, he calls them release coils. I've never heard them call that.
I've never heard it referred by that name either, but all that stuff is up at 126, yeah.
All right, he's going to have to get in touch with the telephone gang and figure out what's going on over there. Because apparently he thinks they're located in the PCC. And all we have is slave panels to the 126 deals then.
Well, if he wants to, he's out of luck. That's one of those things that, you know, we hope it never breaks because if Eddie has something to replace it with. And I know for a fact that, you know, the batteries for the recorder circuits are just about shot. And, putting that off gears also.
Yeah, I'm just giving them an easy message. Give telephone a call and check with them. All of that stuff is at 126 on the third floor.
So you get my number.
I don't know, something's going on with the radio over there tonight. You're not making the repeater. Unless unless they dedicated everything to the Yankees up there.
Left, trying my satellite in, which is pointed 45 degrees up. All right,
That should do. You're doing a move down, so I don't blame you for 2 meters there.
Anyway.
So here's a big day tomorrow, Bobby.
Cap, you got the Cowardly Lion and the Tin Man going down. we're just missing the, what's the other one there? The Scarecrow. The Scarecrow found out he's 2 days too shy to go.
Scarecrow will be joining you. Newsflash.
Okay. And then we're off to see the Wizard.
That's a photo that has to be taken. That photo's begging to be taken right outside or inside the bureau there with everybody with their papers in there.
Well, don't you know, as Ethel Merman liked to say, you know, I'll have the camera there and I'll have someone take a picture of us. We'll be arm interlocked with arm and each one of us holding a set.
It's a bittersweet day for all of us, Bobby.
Well, no, don't last forever. You'll get your chance to go down. Charlie will get his chance to go down, too, and do it all. They said it's been a long run, and I got tired of running from the manhole fires. just curious with everything that went on today, when they shut off the E unit, did they take pictures of the cables? They didn't heat up?
Yeah, we did before and after shots of everything down there with that beautiful, beautiful gun. I love that heat gun. And I also had to do the manhole out in front. The manhole stayed a consistent 77 degrees throughout. And the basement, there was relatively no change on any of the cables from the time we walked in. And we had the unit out for 45 minutes. I took it out right as Jimmy was getting there. And it was 45 minutes it was out. And the unit in the back, although it's loud, that unit, I mean, she's screaming. But it did the job. It held up. Now, tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock, we're dumping the E unit again from 8 to 10 by orders of above. And if we can get through that, we're okay. So she should be good for the weekend. Edison's planning to take at 10 o'clock Friday night. So we should be good. Especially if we get through tomorrow's test, there should be no problem at all.
And that'll be good. We'll get this out of the way, and then they have a chance to put that negative bus, and they finished it up. I just wonder when they're going to start putting it together. This is a humongous piece of copper that these guys bought. And they just got a shipment from the copper company. Brand spanking new copper bus. 5/8 inch thick by, 5/8 by 8 inch by 10 foot long. And they've got a whole stack of these buses there. And they're making these for other little locations that have had the negative buses stolen. So we'll see what happens there. All the stuff is lying on the floor. It's like ingots of gold. If anyone ever broke in, oh, they'd have a field day. Let's give it up to Charlie, WB2YZX. This is K2IRT.
WA2AZ in a group, WB2YZX. Okay, I'll keep it short out of how my antenna is performing or not performing or whatever. You guys are full quieting over here. That's why I can't understand. But I'm using my other antenna here, which is the 11 element Yagi. However, it's against the window, pointed 45 degrees up. So who knows? Maybe it's bouncing off of something. No matter. At any rate, I have not much to say anyway. So, Andy, you take it.
John, Set is doing a world of difference better.
Absolutely no problem.
I got this cute little app running here on the computer right now on MLB.com, and it's just these little animated guys, and every time they throw the pitch, I guess in real time, you get the little animated pitch happen, and you see that the batter's standing there. But it's nothing right now, so... Runs hit. Oh, could it be 1-0? Oh man, it's 1-0. I didn't see that happen.
And who may we ask is the one?
I would have said, hey, great for the Yankees, but it certainly ain't this.
I'm gonna be careful going into the work tomorrow with my red Pittsburgh uniform.
Tomorrow should prove to be an interesting day all around the city. It's probably going to be a lot of Halloween costumes walking around. It should prove to be interesting.
Yep. Well, I'm going to go as a system operator. The fearsome beast walking down 6th Avenue. We'll see. As I said, I have to talk to the guys up in the office there. One of the guys builds computers. My old HP, I got to keep on restarting it. And it's not a virus. The thing is just getting old and tired. And I took a lot of pictures over the past couple of years, and I want to start doing all the photo work on it. So if you need something a little bit more reliable, I'm getting the emails now from Russ, K1LRB, and I'll be taking over the 72 Chew after I retire, so we'll see what happens. By the way, yesterday I went to the Grand Central Station, the 20th or 19th annual Transit Museum Gala, and everybody and his uncle was there. Richard Ravitch, the Lieutenant Governor, you had Stengel, you had a whole lineup of people there that used to be has-beens, politicians, slimy lawyers, contractors, but they raised over $800,000 for the Transit Museum yesterday. So the guys did a good job anyhow. And they had a good dinner, they had a good speech, and made a nice video of what we do down in the museum, so I'm pretty proud of what they do. Back WB2 YZX and his radically improved antenna.
Check in.
Got a KB2VEQ checking in. Come on in, Val.
Roger. I've been listening to you guys for about 10 minutes now. And in between you eating dessert.
Question, are you running the outside antenna again? Because we fixed Charlie's problem. He's back in there. You're barely making the repeater, too.
No, I'm actually at the dining room table with my Yaesu 50R HT.
Okay, well, you're holding it over the ice cream or the dessert. Keep it in that position because it was great that time.
WPA,
WAN. Thank you. What's for the call, please?
KCTWAN. I think just got it yesterday.
WAN. Oh, welcome aboard. How you doing?
Hold on 1 second there. Let's see if Val moved his potatoes out of the way, and we can steer him a little better now. KB2VEQ, come on in, Val.
Lobie, come back around to me. I'm getting ready to connect
my attic antenna.
So now we'll turn it over to KC2WAN. Come on in.
Got my call sign yesterday, so I'm just taking my new FT-60 out for a spin, and I'm in New Brunswick, New Jersey right now.
Alright, well, congratulations. Welcome to Ham Radio there. You're going to have a lot of fun, believe me. We've been doing this for many moons, and you got a good group of people on the frequency. We're the K2IRT, New York City Transit Amateur Radio Club. And again, you don't have to be a member to check in, so you're a member automatically just by checking in. How do you like that? So, what's your opinion now that you got your call letters, your first contacts, or you've been around for a while?
I just got the radio a couple of days ago and have been listening with a group of guys in New Brunswick that have been studying for the test for a while, and I was a little bit ahead of the game, so I jumped the gun and went for the test before everybody else. But this is really, you know, my first experience with ham radio. I haven't really gotten into it much before. I just happened to meet a couple of guys who knew what they were doing and they started to show me the ropes.
You know something? You've just found the meat and potatoes of ham radio, because that's how most of us got our tickets years and years ago. And as you move forward there, once you either upgrade your license, I don't know if you're a tech or a general, or as you go on, man, you put somebody else under your wing, and we try to get more people involved with ham radio. Let's head over to Andy. Andy, say hello to KC2WAN. He's out in Jersey, too.
Fine business. KC2WAN. That's going to have an ICW ring. I like that call. And I see your name is Philip. And, yeah, Phil, I'm over here in Woodbridge, New Jersey, not too far from you. In fact, my wife works in the New Brunswick. She works there, so familiar with the area. You got a good signal coming into the repeater there, Phil. Not a problem there. And welcome aboard, man. The license is a license to spend a little money. Good excuse to get out there. And you can make your brain work at the same time. We have a lot of fun. You'll have taking on projects and building antennas, and don't be afraid to experiment. That's part of this hobby. It's a really great hobby to flex those little brain muscles that we all have. So welcome aboard, man. Welcome aboard. Good to have you here. This is KF2WR. I'm going to put it over to KC2WAN.
I want to thank you gentlemen for the warm welcome. I'm kind of outside in the cold right now. I just popped out of the costume party I was at just to check in, because I knew there was going to be something going on tonight on this network. So thanks a lot, guys, for introducing yourselves. And since this is KC2WAN, station clear.
Hi, Phil. Welcome to Ham Radio, and definitely we hear every Thursday, unless it's the beginning of the month when we do the face-to-face meetings. So if you pop by every Thursday night or so, you'll catch the gang here. Again, welcome to Ham Radio, and get back into that party. Have fun.
Did you go as a ham radio operator?
Away he goes. Well, all right. Let's see, Val is connecting his antenna back up to the roof. Hey, Val, you're still with us? KV2VEQ and the K2IRT group.
1-14-8. Roger that. How am I sounding? Any better?
Not much
better than now. Excellent, excellent. Yeah, I was just able to hear the new licensee come in there, and I guess he came in and left. Well, congratulations to him. And so I have a little mag mount in the attic, so I made a little connection with that. That get me up there a little bit. And I'm able to do that as my backup or secondary station. I'm currently in the middle of redoing my basement and making a little space for my amplifier when I get it, and should be finished over the weekend, putting a new floor down and making a, I had a little area under the staircase that I was able to, I'm going to make a little little cubby out of that and put a, one of the radios or the amplifier in there, and ran a line for the 220. Just have to get the breaker and make that connection, and I'll be in good shape and ready to go for it.
I got that.
Your little antenna up there is perfect.
Full quieting on the Rabida now, and yeah, that's a nice little mag mount you got. Now let's see, my interest is up. A 220 line for an amplifier. That's got to be a real lightning bug you got there. What kind of amp you looking at?
At Amatron AL-80B is the one that I have my eyes on. I got to do a couple of other little jobs before I can get it, but I'm preparing for it. KB2VEQ back over the control.
I think that's the one with the single 3500Z tube in there. That'll really light up your life.
Roger that, and I wanted to get that soft starter that you were talking about. I may have to get with you and get the schematics on that, or ask a friend to build it for me. Roger.
Well, if you're getting a new AL-80B, there's a soft start that Ameritron puts in. You have to find out if the new rigs have the soft start in it. If it does, you know, save you all the trouble of building the thing. But, what you do is send me an email, and I'll send you a little print of what I made. And it seems to work out quite nice.
Fantastic. Looking forward to it. I didn't get a call from you guys last Sunday. I know the weather was bad. It started raining in the morning, but I just wanted to find out if you were able to take the antenna down or you have another schedule for it.
Well, that antenna is so down, it's done. The antenna's down, the tower's down, all the links are off the wall, the plate is off. The only thing left up there are the hinges on the ceiling there, so we're pretty well done, Val. Now, it worked out nice. That little, excuse me for yawning, that little crank that we have, the winch, is a fantastic little thing. Just lowers the thing nice and easy. Everybody guided it down, and we got the thing apart. So, as I said, we have the method now. We just have to get the roof done, and we'll go back and do something else. Go ahead.
Yeah, roger that. Either that or we'll have to find a plan B location, roger.
Well, we went to plan B, C, and D after we did that. And the second location that everyone seems to like is Broad Channel. It's right, it's the next substation down from Hamels, and it's right on the water. It's clear, got a clear shot for all the wire antennas and everything else we have to do. Matter of fact, let me just turn it over to Andy for a second. Andy, well, what's your opinion of Broad Channel?
Stand by. There we go. I'm coming in on the 440 side.
Hey, Val, how are you?
Always a pleasure, my friend. Always a pleasure. Good to hear you in there.
Broad Channel, sounds like B1 is going to be as elaborate as we have been in the past.
Broad Channel looks like a viable substitute. I have no problem with it. We can almost practice a ham, you know, station in a box. Just pull over there, a couple of boxes, shoot some wires out, and off we go. I think it'll work. And we're hidden enough where we're not going to bother anybody, which is a good thing. We're not going to attract a lot of attention, and we're not going to offend, as we have in the past, anybody out there. But it looks like a good location. Back over to you, Bob. KF2 WR, Phillies 1, Yankees 9.
Phillies 1,
Yankees nothing. And Derek Jeter's holding his head in his hands, wondering why. As I said, Val, we went there. We went to Hamilton Beach. Sorry for yawning again. As I said, I just woke up, so. Hamilton Beach is a sister station of Broad Channel, but it's further up towards the aqueduct area, and that's no good at all. Too many trees, too many houses, and we've got the 4,000-volt radio feeds from Con Edison. The poles are looming right on the border of the substation, so we're not going to do it there. What I am going to do is, when I have a few minutes, when things calm down, probably this weekend, I'll go to Broad Channel. I'll throw that vertical 40-meter thing on the roof and do some operating there. I'll try the different traps, see what kind of noise is in the neighborhood, and then we'll go from there. We'll see if it's going to be definite. Back to you, Ralph, KB2VEQ in the K2IRT group.
Roger, this is KB2VEQ. I was wondering if that's the substation just on the outside of the station, or is that down the tracks a bit? I can't remember. I think it's just before you go into the station, Roger.
And our whole back wall is the back wall of the train station. Our door opens up to the platform.
Ah, Roger, yeah, I kind of remember that. There's a signal, one of their signal rooms right there also, but it's right off the end of the track. But I think yours is just on the other side of the wall, on the outside of the wall. Roger?
We're on the southbound, that's the side heading up towards Rockaway. So, as I said, that looks like it's going to be Plan B if it pans out noise-wise, and we'll give it a go there. Like everything else, we have all these other sites. We can still go to Montague. We can still go to Pierpont. We have a clear shot to Lower Manhattan. But our whole backyard at Pierpont, where we used to string all those long wire antennas, that's all been taken up by the city now, and they're building that park over there, so we lost that backyard. So it's just something to keep at the back of your mind there. An AL-80B, I like that. I like that. That's going to be nice. That's going to keep you plenty warm in the winter down there. As I said, when I get my vacation cash out from the TA, believe it or not, I was actually comparing the AL-80B, and then they've got the other one, the 1200. It's got the two 3500s in there. And I'm just looking at that and drooling at the same time and wondering, you know, how much more damage can I do to the neighborhood? One, you know, I got the 811, and that causes just a tiny bit of mischief. I can imagine if I run a full gallon up there to the roof. They'll be coming after me again. Let's go back to Charlie. WB2YZX in the K2IRT group.
WB2YZX, and good evening, Val. Good to hear you on again, and hearing a linear amplifier. Oh, man, you really move it up there. That's something I will probably never own as long as I live at this location here. I'm not going to hook up a linear to my attic dipole. I can just see the smoke pouring out of the attic. No, we don't want to do that. But, we took a little field trip after we left Hamels, and I like Broad Channel. That looks like a nice spot, tell you the truth. But I like Andy's idea of a rig in a box sort of thing and just some wire antennas. Tell you the truth, I just as soon keep it simple. We have a lot more time to operate, a lot less blood, sweat, and tears. And, you know, at the end of the day, we pack it up and throw it in the back of the car and go home and not have to dread the whole takedown thing. So, looks like a good spot. Variety is the spice of life. Back to you.
All right, Val, what do you have to say about that?
Our channel sounds like a winner. I think kind of big. Maybe we can get a couple of telephone poles out there, put a couple of pulleys, and pull up whatever kind of wire we want to. KB2VEQ, back over to you.
God, he's
talking to Wally again.
We got a nice tree out there, that's all we need.
Good to hear you out there, Charlie, and you and me also. Yeah, that would be a good one. We get a couple of poles out there and stretch it out there, a couple of pulleys, and just yank up like a flagpole. Put the Wally beam, KB2VEQ, back over to you.
Hi, KB2VEQ and the K2IRT group, WA2AXA. Well, that's going to be fun. Yeah, everyone's going to have a lot of fun. As I said, we'll give it a try. We'll check the noise levels and we'll make the decision in a couple of days. I was going to go do the I was going to go out there Saturday and set up, because Saturday morning I've got the 72 true early morning edition. And the more I'm talking to you about it, the more I'm scratching my head and wondering if I shouldn't just go out there nice and early and do it. Well, we'll have to see. See what kind of a party we have tomorrow night. Hey, Val, as Andy and I were talking before, we're going to have a forward front, a party going to the retirement office tomorrow. Myself, Jimmy Mazzaro, and Mike Santoffia. So you're going to have the Tin Man, the Cowardly Lion, and the Scarecrow walking arm in arm with papers in our hands.
Oh my goodness, that sounds fantastic! My deepest sympathy goes out to Jimmy's father, Jimmy Ford's father, and you get a chance to talk to him, tell him I send my regards, and yeah, that's going to be really exciting. Guys will be closing out at the first of the year, so you can take advantage of that being your annual salary when you do your cash out. I opened up a 401k and what is that other one, 457, and fill those up to defer the taxes on those, and I still got hit so hard it was unbelievable, because I went out mid-year, but you know, you guys are doing a better job at it than I did. You go out in January, and that'll be your taxes for the year. So that's fantastic. Wish you all nothing but the best, and I'll be here standing by, waiting to catch you on the 72 KB2VEQ. Back over to you.
But like everything else, we're not going to be a stranger. I'm going to be over at Livingston, and I'm going to be over at 2 Broadway doing my museum work, so I'll be in constant contact. There's going to be a big party tomorrow at 2 Broadway at noon on the third floor. Bob Bryant, one of the engineers from CPM. He's a good guy, an old-timer there. He's finally packing it in, so... We have to find out if we get out of the retirement thing early. I think all of us will go to that little party down there and say goodbye to Bob. Like I said, everybody's picking up and running. It's just amazing to see how many people are retiring. So what you see is retirement notice. That's either everybody's hit the age or everybody's hit the disgust threshold there. We'll have to see. Let's give it up there. Charlie, one more time. WB2YZX. You got the K2IRT group.
Okay, very good. And, I like that broad channel idea. One suggestion I may make, though, maybe if we could, beforehand, start putting up a few wires or maybe poles or something like that, just to get the neighbors used to the idea, If we put it all up at once, maybe somebody will start to panic, but maybe if we put a little here and a little there this month and next month a little more, you know, they won't be so noticeable when we move in for the weekend.
You know, Charlie, I started giggling over here. And Andy knows what I'm laughing at. We have a nice neighbor adjacent to that substation whose name is Dorothy. Not that she has Toto with her, but Dorothy has had a running battle with the Transit Authority, especially Broad Channel Substation, for the past 20 years. Been quiet the past couple of years. Apparently, when she was next door, we put the new rectifiers in, and you know how these new rectifiers are on our property. They like to scream at that 720 hertz tone. Well, her husband either had a nervous breakdown or whatever the case may be, is very sensitive to the noise. So she's called the congressman, she's called the state senator, the MTA got involved. And when you went to Broad Channel, I don't know if you noticed it, but they have the theatrical sound curtains over the front roll-up door. They've got the theatrical sound curtains over the louvers on the west side of the building there. Yeah, go ahead, Charlie.
Okay, well, let's hope Dorothy doesn't make a stink, but all right. Just kind of wondering because, you know, we are a little bit closer than, closer to, you know, a lot of the houses and neighbors that we are out in Hamels there. And on the plus side, it's a lot easier for people to get there, too. I mean, let's say that Hamels is kind of a pain in the neck to find, but whatever, we will see. I look forward to it. And this is for me. I'll be on the side. So good night to everyone. WB2YZX is going to be listening.
All right, Charlie, that sounds good. Yeah, it's getting close to the top of the hour, and my gang is checking in on 160 right now, and they're starting a yak fest. All right, yeah, as I said, you're right about that. We'll start putting a couple little odds and ends up to get them used to the odds and ends. We'll throw a couple of poles up on the roof just to make it look interesting. They have that wonderful fence thing there, that fence holder-upper. And it's just an interesting way they did that. I'd like to find a couple of pieces of that. That would make a very solid base if we ever had one of those, set it up into a cross and put a center pole straight into it. With those cast iron weights at the end, that thing wouldn't move anyway. We'll have to see, like everything else. Or we just keep it simple, screw it into the wall, and say the heck with it. So let's go over to Andy. Give Andy a chance to go through his 73s, and then we'll go down to Val. KF2WR, you got the K2IRT group.
All right there, gentlemen. Andy, KF2WR, Woodbridge, New Jersey. Pass around the 73s. The girls just arrived. They're going to be watching Grey's Anatomy tonight, which means I'll have some nice morsels to eat. Everybody brings a little food, and that's a good thing. And just a quick update here, it's for the World Series. It's still 1-0 Philadelphia. It's top of the third. There is one out and one man on. So Philly has one man on and one out, top of the third. All right, 1-0 Philly. And with that, I'll say goodnight, Val. Goodnight, Charlie. Goodnight, Bobby. Maybe see you tomorrow. And everybody have a safe night and a safe week. KF2WR.
Alrighty. And with all that room you have down there, I've got to throw a wire out and get you on 162. Join in on the fun there. Just go have fun, enjoy the food, and say hi to everybody from the K2IRT bunch there. Alright, let's give it over to Val. KB2VEQ. And what else do you have to say?
Well, thanks, you guys. It was always enjoyable to catch you on the air for our Thursday meeting. Andy, Charlie, and you, Lobie, and whoever else comes in or that's listening. And I just wanted to say that, unfortunately, I won't be able to join you tonight on 160. My Radios in the box, sitting in the garage. My basement is stripped out with drywall and dust from spackle all over the place, and should be able to get it back together next week at our regular scheduled meeting. And I just wanted to say again, enjoy and looking forward to your retirement. I'll say 73 for now. This is KB2VQ and the K2R team. I'm saying 73.
All right, Val. We don't know if we're going to have the regular meeting at 3:33. Wally and the gang were talking about heading over to Pierpont Montague, getting things together for chasing over to the Rockaways. Just keep an ear out on the email. If you don't hear anything, try to give myself or Wally a call and to get a final determination of where we're going to wind up next weekend. Go ahead.
Okay, roger that. I'll keep in touch. That's for the weekend, or that's for next week, Wednesday?
Yeah, it'll either be Wednesday or Thursday. We'll have to see which day it'll be. All right. And we'll get all the information out.
All right, so you got WA2AXZ here for the K2IRT gang. Thanks, gang, for everybody stopping by, including that railroad remote up at Yankee Stadium there from FWB2FBR. The first time we actually had a train whistle on the K2IRT group. And I think what I'll do is I have a recording of that. We'll just keep that in the background for a bit of an ID. For anyone else listening, you can find information about K2IRT. Just look us up on QRZ or www.k2irt.org, and you'll find out the information, where we are, what we do, and a couple of the members there, a couple of biographies, a few pictures, and the like. And that's it for me. Again, I want to thank everybody from the ROWCMA Repeater Group for allowing us the use of the frequency. And I hear Tom out there, KCAQGJ, doing his normal Yak Fest on 180, 160, I should say, so I'm going to go say hello. Good night, everybody, and go Yankees.